Hello, today is April 13th, 2024, and today we have the Nine of Swords in the reverse, which is a good thing. They only come out at night. The Nine of Swords is called cruelty in the Thoth deck. Our minds can indeed play cruel tricks on us in the middle of the night. In the upright, this is the card of insomnia, nightmares, and high anxiety. We see a tortured human sitting up in bed, hands over their eyes. Nine long swords hung on the wall behind them. The wall is black, the night is black, the card is black. The human is wearing a white nightgown, the color of innocence and purity. When are we more vulnerable than when we're sleeping like a baby? There is a multicolored quilt on the bed, a busy design of squares composed of astrological signs and bright red roses, yellows, and blues. On the side of the heavy, ornate and probably antique wooden bed is carved a strange sword fight scene. We do not see the tips of the swords hanging on the wall, facing right or the future. They disappear off the edge of the card altogether. Yet this human is up at night worrying about the future and what could happen, how and when it will happen. In the stillness of the night, the mind is running wild, out of control, sheer torture. The human looks too young to have a head of white hair. He or she is prematurely aging with all this worry and fear and stress and lack of sleep. The first thing I do is feng shui this bedroom, for one thing. Black absorbs light, but also energy in general, like a black hole. It is tricky for an empath to wear black. We can absorb the vibes of those around us, whether positive or negative. Perhaps a gentle color would be better for a bedroom? That busy quilt with the random design of astrological signs isn't helping either. We can't have the energies of all those planets clashing at random, never mind the bright colors. A soft, neutral dove gray may be a better choice. I love antiques, but objects absorb and carry the energy of previous owners, often known to be haunted themselves, and who knows who slept in that bed, and what kind of crazy stabbing scene is carved into the side. No wonder this person is having nightmares. This is the bedroom from hell. For whatever reason, in the reverse, we're feeling better. We're sleeping better. We're not worrying so much about the things we cannot change or things that haven't even happened yet or may not even happen. Worrying about getting old, worrying about death, worrying ourselves to death. What's the point? Like the long swords hanging on the wall, too big for the card to contain, there is no point. The suit of swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, is the suit of the mind, the double-edged weapon we can easily turn on ourselves. Or not. Our dreams can certainly be telling us something, and this being the suit of action, we can, of course, act on them, heed warnings, decode clues. It's a fascinating study. So is feng shui. I had a feng shui master to a house I lived in years ago, and it was fascinating. An old house with a colorful past and famous people, no one associated with it was happy, and had tragic endings to their lives. Things really started to take a dark turn as long as I lived there, and the nightmares and hauntings were horrible. The house was in the hills, and the entrance was below street level, which in feng shui means that the good luck or energy or flow of qi was running like a river right by my house. Even a lot of the people that were coming around at that time were more like vampires than friends, I must say. Perhaps someone has finally made a difficult decision that's been causing them to lose sleep. Perhaps someone has simply worried themselves to the point of physical exhaustion, and they're just too tired to worry about it anymore. That's a good thing. That's when we realize we have no control over the past or the future, and we give it up to the Creator, and we're just grateful to wake up in the morning. Physical exercise. Release those endorphins. You'll sleep like a baby. Don't drink coffee after lunch. Turn your mind to a good book before bed. Put the phone face down well away from the bed, or don't take it in the bedroom in the first place. No matter what the future has in store, you'll better handle it after a good night's sleep.